KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 59 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up a total of 14 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall overnight here at the official weather station for Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Two people suffered what were described as apparent minor injuries early this morning during an accident on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. According to dispatch reports, a vehicle traveling westbound collided with barriers at the beginning of a construction zone at the 72-mile marker, or about 2 miles east of the Anita exit. The accident happened at around 2:50 a.m. Anita and Wyota Rescue, along with the Cass County Sheriff's Deputy and the Iowa State Patrol, responded to the scene. Two people, including a 25-year-old male complaining of abdominal pain, were transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital, where a report on their conditions are not currently available. Their names have also not been released. The vehicle sustained damage to the left front side, and it was impounded to be searched for possible evidence of illegal substances. Additional details are currently not available. News time is 7:07.
If your drain is running slow or your stool isn't flushing correctly, your sewer line to your septic tank could be plugged. Hi, this is Denise at Masker Plumbing and Heating Atlantic. If you're experiencing either of these problems or you think something isn't quite right with your drainage, you need to give us a call. We have a septic tank truck with a jetter. We can check to see if your lines are plugged and jet them out and get them going again. We can install new septic tank systems, repair your existing one, and farmers, we can jet out your tile lines. So remember, from saving you money to cleaning up your pool, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Give us a call, Masker Plumbing and Heating, at 243-2260 at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic.
A mobile home fire over the weekend in Fontenelle has claimed a second life. 63-year-old Susan Davis died Wednesday at the University of Iowa Hospital's burn unit. Davis and 60-year-old Howard Berger had each suffered severe burns when their mobile home caught fire Saturday night. Berger died Sunday morning at the U of I Hospital's burn unit. Firefighters responded to a blaze at the home located at 227 12th Street in Fontenelle just after 9:30 p.m. Saturday. When they arrived, Davis and Berger were found on the ground outside of their mobile home. Investigators with the State Fire Marshal's Office determined the accidental fire began with a careless discarding of smoking materials. The flames spread quickly because of the excessive amount of combustible materials in the home. Those same materials also restricted the couple's escape routes. In addition, officials say there were no working smoke detectors in their mobile home. Another victim of a western Iowa fire has died. Officials of the St. Elizabeth Regional Medical Center in Lincoln, Nebraska, say 74-year-old Donna Thomas died Wednesday night after being critically burned in a fire at her mobile home in Carter Lake early Tuesday morning. Thomas was found by two Carter Lake police officers who were on patrol at around 2:30 a.m. Tuesday. When officers Ryan Gonsor and Ron Hansen arrived at 3510 North 9th Street, smoke was billowing from unit number 213. Police Chief Sean Kennedy said the woman's cry for help alerted the officers, who forced their way into the structure. Thomas was found on the floor behind a door. The officers, who could see only her arm, grabbed the woman and pulled her out of the mobile home. Investigators with the State Fire Marshal's Office say the fire was caused by an electrical short in an appliance near Thomas's bed. The blaze severely damaged the home and some nearby sheds, and officials say there were no working smoke detectors in that home. Well, the rising Missouri River will soon force closure of an Interstate 29 stretch north of Council Bluffs here in western Iowa. The Iowa Transportation Department says it will be closing I-29 from milepost 55 on the northern edge of the city to I-29 interchange with Interstate 680, which is about 12 miles away. A detour will be set up taking traffic to the Interstate 80 interchange. Also, I-680 west of I-29 will be closed, and that'll limit motorists trying to cross the river into Nebraska north of Omaha. The Iowa Department of Transportation says interstate travelers between Iowa and Nebraska should use Interstate 80. The Missouri River is expected to crest 5 to 7 feet above flood stage in Iowa and Nebraska next week, but the water will remain high until at least August. In other news, the City of Atlantic's Community Promotion Commission is set to meet at noon today. During their session in the Council's chambers at City Hall, the CPC will discuss and or act on a $5,200 contribution to the Downtown Beautification Group, a request from the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce for $2,400 to cover the cost of advertising for the Third Thursday Summer Concert Series, and a chamber request for $4,180 to cover the cost of Coca-Cola Day's advertising. Other discussion will focus on community projects and marketing. The CPC will also receive a finance report during their budget update portion of their agenda. Four cities in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri will share over $1.8 million to clean up old industrial sites. The Environmental Protection Agency says the money is to be used on sites known as brownfields. It's part of $76 million in EPA funds to clean up and redevelop properties across the country. The agency on Wednesday said the sites are located in Arlington and Council Bluffs in Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, and Springfield, Missouri. Funds include $200,000 each to clean up hazardous materials at the former Arlington School and a foundry in Council Bluffs. The EPA says $600,000 will go to Springfield to clean up sites at the Jordan Valley West Meadows, while $835,000 will be used to address hazardous substances and petroleum in Omaha. The Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday approved a proposed preliminary plat for a new subdivision located about 2.5 miles southeast of Atlantic near the old Walnut Grove Research Farm. Zoning Administrator Rich Hansen said plans for the Walnut Grove subdivision off of Highway 6 started last October.
The septic systems, everything was approved. There's plenty of room for laterals. There's utilities in the area. There's a hard surface road, Highway 6 on the east side, and then we got Lansing Road or the Hopley Road on the north side. A couple other people do want to build houses there on the two front lots, the 11 acres, lot 4. It's still in question what they want to do with that.
Hansen said there were also some issues with regard to easements for some water lines, but the zoning board approved the preliminary plat and recommended the supervisors follow suit. Hansen says hopefully the issue will be resolved by the time the final plat is presented to the zoning board. He says the land itself won't be rezoned. It's classified as agricultural, and the prospective property owners were made aware of that.
Our first meeting, we had Bill Pellett and a couple there, and they just wanted to let them know this is a farming community. You have the dairy right there, and I will be farming right close. And they agreed we're moving into agricultural areas, so, I mean, that's part of it. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have a problem with that.
The subdivision is bordered on the north by Lansing Road, on the east-southeast side by Highway 6, and on the west-southwest by the Jerry and Linda Peterson and Billy and Leanne Pellett properties, and the Pellett property on the south. News time is 7:13.
If your drain is running slow, or your stool isn't flushing correctly, your sewer line to your septic tank could be plugged. Hi, this is Denise at Master Plumbing and Heating Atlantic. If you're experiencing either of these problems, or you think something isn't quite right with your drainage, you need to give us a call. We have a septic tank truck with a jetter. We can check to see if your line are plugged and jet them out and get them going again. We can install new septic tank systems, repair your existing one, and farmers, we can jet out your tile lines. So remember, from saving you money to cleaning up your pool, Master Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Give us a call, Master Plumbing and Heating, at 243-2260 at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic.
Checking our funeral announcements, 88-year-old Marjorie Schaff of Kearney, Nebraska died June 2nd at St. Luke's Good Samaritan Village. Funeral services for Marjorie Schaff will be held today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. 77-year-old Earl Weinheimer of Fontenelle died Saturday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Earl Weinheimer will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. 65-year-old Dudley Hyman of Harlan died Sunday. Funeral services for Dudley Hyman will be today at 10:30 at the Gethsemane Evangelical Lutheran Church in Omaha. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 78-year-old Merlin Merritt of Griswold died Monday. Funeral services for Merlin Merritt will be today at 1:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. 86-year-old Alfred Egger of Stewart and formerly of Casey died Tuesday. Funeral services for Alfred Egger will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. 84-year-old Francis Johnston of Fort Dodge died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Francis Johnston will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. 73-year-old Catherine Mader of Littleton, Colorado, and formerly of Irwin, died Monday. Funeral services for Catherine Mader will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Graveside services for Ruby and Reno Stofferson will be held Saturday at the Harlan Cemetery in Harlan. Ruby Stofferson died in January of 2008, while Reno Stofferson died in April of this year. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is in charge of arrangements for Ruby and Reno Stofferson. And 63-year-old Susan Davis of Fontenelle died Wednesday at the University of Iowa Hospital in Iowa City. Funeral services for Susan Davis are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.